It's Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 19, the 19th chapter, and I believe we left off at verse 7. Let's get right into the study. I will make void the council of Judah and the Jerusalem in this place, and I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies, and by the hand of those who seek their life. And I will give over their carcasses as food for the birds of the sky and the beasts of the earth. I will also make this city a desolation and an object of hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hiss because of its disasters. I will make them eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters, and they will eat one another's flesh in the siege and in the distress with which their enemies and those who seek their life will distress them. Oh, this is going to be bad. We don't get the full impact of what is going to take place here. Can you imagine eating the flesh of your sons and your daughters? I can't even imagine that getting that bad, but evidently it's going to for them. They will eat one another's flesh in the siege and in the distress of which their enemies and those who seek their life will distress them. And then you are to break the jar in the sight of the men who accompany you and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, just so will I break this people and this city, even as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot again be repaired, and they will bury in Topheth, because there is no other place for burial. This is how I will treat this place and its inhabitants, declares the Lord, so as to make this city like Topheth, the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah will be defiled like the place of Topheth because of all of the houses on which rooftops they burn sacrifices to all the heavenly host and poured out drink offerings to other gods. This is a horrifying event, folks. We spoke of this Valley of Ben Hinnon as a garbage dump, place where the children were sacrificed. Can you imagine? To the god Molech. And Topheth was located in the valley and means fireplace. And it was the place, probably, where the children, sons and the daughters, were burnt to death, threw in there as a sacrifice to Molech. And God had a belly full of it. And he says, this is how I'm going to treat this place. And I'm going to make it like this fiery furnace, Topheth. And the houses of Jerusalem, the houses of the kings of Judah, should be defiled like the place, Topheth, because of all the houses on whose rooftops they burnt these sons and these daughters to these false gods. And Jeremiah came from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy directly to these people, because he wanted them to know firsthand. They were out there probably serving their false gods and lighting up their sons and daughters, if you can imagine that. This is beyond my belief system. But it did happen. And he was to break a jar in the sight of the man who accompanied him and say to them, thus says the Lord, just so. This is how it's going to be. I will break the people. I'm going to break the people the same way that this jar is being busted. And God is getting ready. He's done a lot of, there's a lot of prophesying before the judgment actually starts. The beginning of the judgment, the prophesying, the warning, the information given to the people to repent well in advance of when it comes. I will make this city a desolation, an object of hissing. Everyone who passes by it will be astonished and hiss because of its disasters. I will make them eat the flesh of their own sons and daughters, the flesh of their sons, the flesh of their daughters, and they will eat one another's flesh. Whoa, that is getting into some hairy stuff. That is getting into some very hairy stuff. In the distress which their enemies and those who seek their life will distress them, then you are to break the jar in the sight of those men who accompany you and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, just so, just exactly like this, I'm going to break this people and this city. I'm going to break you like a horse. You know, when you break a horse, you break their spirit, you break their rebellion. The same in with men. Man has the same type of a rebellious spirit. And that spirit has to be broken. Broken to the point where you know who your God is. And you know who created you. And you're dying a death to your own wisdom, to your own knowledge, and you're living a new life according to the wisdom of God. And this is what God is trying to get them to that place, but it doesn't seem like he's going to. This is how I'm going to treat this place and the inhabitants, declares the Lord, so as to make this city like a furnace of fire. The houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah will be defiled like the place of Topheth, the furnace of fire where they burnt children. Because all of the houses were on rooftops, they burnt the sacrifices to all these false gods, poured out drink offerings to other gods. Then Jeremiah came from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I am about to bring on this city and all its towns the entire calamity that I've declared against it, because they have stiffened their necks so as to not to heed my words. They won't listen. They've stiffened their necks. They've gotten worse. Hasn't done a bit of good. All of the prophesying, all of the warning, and you know, God already knew this because he said, don't bother praying for them. Don't even bother praying for these people, because I know already. You know, God in his foreknowledge, he already knew that they were not going to repent. He already knew that they were going to continue in what they were doing. You know, you're not fooling God, you know. And God gave them every example, I believe, just as a courtesy, and that they would know for sure that God is a God of mercy and grace. But what happened here is that God, in his foreknowledge, already knew that they were not going to repent. That's why he told Jeremiah in several chapters earlier not to pray for the people, not to even bother praying for them. Don't bother praying for them. He knew already. You know, it's not like God said no. It's not like God was waiting to see if they were going to. No. He already knew that they were not going to repent. They were not going to turn away from their false gods because they were so anchored in this in these false gods, and they were so anchored in doing these things, they couldn't. They could not repent. It was impossible for them to repent. And that's a horrible place to be when you. It's impossible to repent because they were so deep into this satanic ritual. The horrible carnage that Jeremiah was predicting happened twice. In 586 BC, during the Babylonian invasion under Nebuchadnezzar, and in AD 70, when Titus destroyed Jerusalem during the Babylonian siege, food became so scarce that people became cannibals, as was predicted. They became cannibals, even eating their own children. It's found in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, verse 29, and Deuteronomy 28 and 53 and 57 for prophecies concerning this, and also 2 Kings 6 and 28 and 29, Lamentation 2, 20 and 4:10, the accounts of this actual occurrences, that this actually happened. You know, when God says something, he knows what he's talking about. This is something that took place exactly as Jeremiah prophesied. Well, let's pray and let's offer ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. Lord Jesus, we offer ourselves a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto you. Take us, forgive us, cleanse us, cover us with your blood. Let us be born again. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Have mercy on us. Don't let us be this like the stiff-necked people of Jerusalem and the, around there. We want to be someone who hears, listens, and repents. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's our time for today, folks. If you'd like to, go to our website, krciradio.com. Go there and shoot us an email. Let us know you listen. And be sure and write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, this is Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.